We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Trail, TREHEL.com. Think about Trail is they want to partner with you. They want to make sure that you get your building done on time, every single time. You'll feel like a partner, no doubt about this. You okay? Here's what I'm telling you about Trail is that time and time and time again, in different delivery methods, they get it done, and they get it done exactly right. I will tell you that I didn't know all the delivery methods that there were out there as far as building goes. I didn't know about the design build, bid build, the partnering. I didn't know anything about how construction manager at risk or design build works, or I didn't know anything about the master builder concept. But at Trail, they've done over 1,200 projects right now in the upstate of South Carolina. And there's so many advantages of the pre-construction, construction, and post-construction services. There's so many advantages of them balancing this time-proven, innovative approach that balances time and or function and quality and aesthetics and schedule. They give you this unique project. They save projects all the time. They don't have any adversarial relationships. How about that? You build 1,200 projects. Think about this, Zach. What if you had a restaurant and had 1,200 people come in and eat? You think you'd have any adversarial relationships with anybody, or every single meal is going to be done to satisfaction?
Yeah, adversarial, no doubt about
okay.
it.
Okay. Now, how about the fact that you're going to deal with all of the suppliers that you get? Any adversarial relationships there?
Absolutely. How about, you know, hate suppliers.
Right. Right. The bottom line is Trail does it different. 800-319-7006. 800-319-7006. TREHEL.com.
I beat you on both of those.
You did.
I wasn't even close.
Our Northern Communication phone lines, Orange and Wright is in Anderson. Good morning, Orange and Wright. Happy Thanksgiving, man. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you guys, Lee?
Man, we're blessed. Very blessed.
Lee, has anybody pointed out that going back to 2013, a different team from the Coastal Division has won that division each of the last 6 years?
I didn't realize that. Is that right? Let me go back and look at this. I don't doubt you.
Yeah, you go back to Duke in 2013, and then it was Georgia Tech, North Carolina, Virginia Tech, Miami, and now Pittsburgh.
How about that, man? You know, we make fun of the Coastal Division for its parity or lack thereof, but you're right. On the other side of it, it's just Clemson and Florida State here throughout the rest of those years. I think I'm right by saying that.
Yeah, does that show how hard it is to go back-to-back years, or does that say anything about the Coastal Division being competitive, or is just teams just keep cycling up?
I would say a little bit of all three of those. It's not hard for Clemson and Florida State to go back-to-back because they're that much better than everybody else. It does say something about, you know, for a Cutcliffe or for a Paul Johnson or for a Fedora or you know, these guys, you know, they can make a run. But they can't put it to, you know, the solid program. And they're always – I always say this about college football, Orange and Wright. It's to get hot and to have a great year, it's not that difficult. To maintain it now, you got to think about all the transfers, all the injuries, all the staff turnover that you have. You know, if you're really good, then if somebody comes after your offensive coordinator, your defensive coordinator, you guys are transferring out, they're going pro early, and you have injuries. And it's tough. Miami this year was the favorite to repeat. They didn't do it. Virginia Tech couldn't do it. You're right, man. It's a very difficult deal. I didn't realize that. So Virginia is the only team since 2013 not win the Coastal. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, we're planning for them to do it next year. Maybe what really separates a team like Washington State at number 8 from a one-loss team like Michigan at number 4? I know Jesse Palmer mentioned Washington State's out-of-conference schedule, but, I mean, Michigan – They scheduled Notre Dame and they lost. So are they being rewarded for that? Or what separates those two teams?
Well, I think there's a little bit of reputation and a little bit of where they started. Remember that Washington State started unranked. But if you look at Washington State this year, they lost it to Southern Cal earlier in the season. Southern Cal was playing a little better. They had a close win against Utah and a close win at Stanford, but really they hadn't had that many close games. They've blown out people. They obviously blew out Wyoming and San Jose State and Eastern Washington, but you know what? They blew out Oregon State. They blew out Oregon by, 14 points. It was more than that. I guess a close game against Cal. They blew out Colorado, and then they blew out Arizona. I think more than anything else is, A, the reputation, and B, is where they started. They started out unranked, and then Michigan, you know, starts out, you know, a little more reputation and a little higher ranked.
Yeah, I see that. And one last question for you, Miggy. Bill versus Tiger this Friday. It just seems like it's 10 years past due.
Yeah.
Is there something that you're looking forward to, or what's your thoughts on it? And I'll take your comments off there. Have a great thing.
You too, my friend. Appreciate you calling in. On the Phil and Tiger thing, I don't even think 10 years ago I'd be interested in this. You know, in golf.
10 years ago?
No, I wouldn't be interested in it.
Oh, you don't mean that.
No. Wouldn't be interested. First of all, in golf, on any given day, somebody beats somebody else. So, more so than any other sport. Have you noticed it's hard? Charles Howell III hadn't won in 13 years or something like that, and he wins, you know, against a good field. You know what I'm saying? So, let me give you a give you an example of just in this past weekend. That's the cup, right? On a Thursday at the Wachovia, Derek Ernst can beat Brooks Koepka, right? D.A. Points can beat Roy McIlroy.
Okay.
So you haven't done anything. You beat him one day. Golf is an accumulation of four rounds, and you know, like I don't see anything about one round, one winner take all kind of round.
It's two of the most notable names.
It is.
In the sport.
It is. Even in heyday though, I'm not paying $19 to see it.
$19 can't come off of 20
nope.
bucks. Can't come off of the 20 spot.
Let me see.
You skip lunch one day, you eat at home, and bam, you got the money.
Let me see. Buy my son a cute little Clemson outfit, or Phil Mickelson gets the money. Nope, not doing it. Not happening. It, other thing, too, it just feels so manufactured now. Oh, well, let's make up these stupid bets.
I'm going to watch this just to spite you at this point.
Really?
Yep.
I do a lot of things out of spite. I think spite's a great motivator. I'm like Larry David. Spite is a wonderful motivator. Have you seen, you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No. No, I don't.
One of my favorite ones is when he, this is awesome, when there's a service guy that comes back. And it's like, Larry, it's what you call son. He's coming back in town, man. You know, he's a military. He goes, okay, good. So he goes to his line and he's shaking everybody's hand. Says, oh, man, welcome. Come in the house. He goes, thank you for your service. He goes, well, thank you very much. And the next guy goes, oh, man, you know, welcome home. Thank you for your service. Okay. And he goes, like, Larry, everybody goes, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. Larry goes, hey, how you doing? He's like, what is it, Larry? You're supposed to thank you for your service. Major Kennedy and I talked about that the other day. That's pretty cool stuff there. But no, yeah, I think spite is a great motivator.
Yeah.
And if you want to watch out of spite, look, now let me ask you this. Are you going to pay $20 to see it, or are you going to pirate it?
No, I'm just going to stream it.
Now, you can stream it, but you got to pay for it.
No.
So you're going to steal it.
I'll go to reddit.com.
Yep.
And I'll type in Tiger versus Phil.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean verse? You mean versus?
Tiger versus Phil.
Right.
And then I'll click on the link, and then bada bing, bada boom, I'm streaming.
Guess the law do that, or is it legal?
I don't know.
You're not really worried about that, are you?
No.
All right. To each his own, man. To each his own. Let your conscience be your guide through that.
Oh, my goodness.
If I came in, so like when I ask you to play a song through a commercial break, you don't do it. That's out of spite, right?
And it's all, yes, I don't do that.
Okay.
I don't call people. They call us.
How is, no, you do that. How is, what's in your head right now? Traveling Wilburys or?
Jolene.
Jolene. Jolene's still in your head?
Jolene, and it's all right. And it's a little mixture of both. Brought to you by John Denver in West Virginia.
Oh, you got them all in there.
It's all bouncing around.
Very cool.
It's all bouncing around.
I like to hear that. I hadn't seen this movie, Larry David's movie, Clear History. I hadn't seen it. Like to see it. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Palmetto Dunes wants to wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving. As they celebrate this Thanksgiving, they're very thankful for all of your patronage through the years, coming down and seeing these folks. 50 years at Palmetto Dunes, and they want to thank you. And they want to wish you and your family a very safe and very happy holidays. And I want you to know that if they could ever do anything for you, they'd love to have you down for weddings or for business outings or for golf outings or for family outings. So much to do there with the world-class, world-renowned resort with the golf, tennis, pickleball, boating, fishing, beach, cycling, you name it. Great food, great shopping. They've got it all at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Palmetto Golf Report, Clemson senior Bryson Nemer finished third down at the Sun Bowl Marathon All-American Golf Classic in El Paso, Texas. He shot a final round of 70, finished 12 under par. Quade Cummings of Oklahoma won the event. Nemer would just finish one shot out of a playoff. He had 16 birdies over 54 holes and just finished one shot back out of a playoff. Turk Pettit, sophomore at Clemson, finished 18th in the event. This is kind of an All-American individual shootout. And so with two guys in the top 20 and one guy just one shot out for down in El Paso, Texas. That's our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and Palmetto Dunes.com. Again, happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving for our friends at Palmetto Dunes, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. You want to get a phone call before our break, Mr. War 24? I think we can do that. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Hey, good morning, Austin. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, Mickey. I played old Legacy Pine yesterday.
Oh, yeah. How'd it go?
It was an all right course. It was I played with some guys from work, and it was, you know, good. It's better than being in an office.
That's true.
My dad and my brother and I, we're going to play Musgrave on Friday, though.
Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. So you played it before,
well, I yeah, we all have worked there at some point in time. My brother and I were on the grounds crew when we were in high school, and my dad's kind of over part of the grounds crew on the weekends now, so we get to play out there every once in a while. But, yeah, man, going to my first Clemson game of the year this Saturday. So we've been saving up for two little bundles of joy coming in March.
Awesome, man. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you – Do you have twins in your family?
No, sir.
All right. I don't want to get too personal this way, but was it planned twins or were you surprised with twins?
We were planning on having – oh, no, it was surprise twins, yeah.
Because you know one of the strangest things to me, and Zach, I don't know if I told you this or not. One of the strangest things to me is that, you know, we knew Meredith was pregnant. We were almost 100% sure you're pregnant. So you go for your very first ultrasound.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go in there, the lady, you know, she's doing a little thing, whatever, and she sees a heartbeat, whatever. She says, I see one baby. I'm like, you know, it never hit me. Like, it could have been two. It could have been three. It could have been four, five, six, seven. I didn't know. Like, you didn't even think about that. You think you're pregnant, you're having a baby. So you got a big surprise, huh? That's awesome.
Man, it was the doc showed us the heartbeat the first time, which is awesome. Then he turned the monitor back around and went silent for about 30 seconds, terrified us. And then he said, well, Here's your baby's heartbeat. And he moved a little and said, "Here's the other baby's heartbeat."
that's
the only thing
be
better
cool.
than our. The only thing better than our faces probably was our family's faces. That was pretty neat. So
I will tell you my two nieces.
I would have thrown up.
Oh really?
Oh yeah, no doubt about it.
my sister had twins. And when they were born, and you got to get prepared for this because, man, they eat like every 3 hours. All right. And then It takes them like an hour to eat. So really, it's like you're juggling these things because Isabella would eat. She'd take an hour and then she'd sleep for an hour. And then Julie would wake up. They get off schedule. And you're like, wait. So you just spend like 12 of your 24 hours feeding. And then the other time you're only sleeping a little bit. And it's just, you're like juggling. And I told my friends that might've been the best birth control you could ever have, trying to do all that and keep up those twins. But they're going to be, do you know if they're boys or girls?
Yeah, two girls.
Awesome, man. You are going to have a blast.
Yep.
I'll tell you quickly too, Austin.
I'm going to be wrapped around their little fingers.
Our friend Teddy Hefner, who does radio down in Columbia, had twin girls one time, and he told me when his wife was pregnant, he said, just because of what I know about having to protect my little girls, I'm going to name our girls No and Hell No. So
that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I hope y'all have a good Thanksgiving.
Thanks, man. Y'all have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Austin. Appreciate that. Can you imagine? That was, to me, that was one of the biggest shocks. It was like, not shocks, but when she said, I see one heartbeat. I was like, it never crossed my mind. There could have been more in there.
It wouldn't cross my mind until they said that. Yeah, I agree. I would also throw up.
Yeah.
You know? And here's your other baby's heartbeat. Throw up.
Oh, right there on the floor.
Right there on the floor. Hopefully there's a garbage can nearby. I'm sure that's a common reaction.
Yeah. I think I could do this delivery thing now.
Yeah, I'm sure you could push one out. You'd be fine there.
No, I'm not saying push one. I'm saying be there while it goes on.
How bad can it be? How bad can it be?
Meredith makes a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I want to say it's politically correct. Because everybody says, but oh, God. You know how people do this with everything, right? It's like,
hey, when you start sentences like this, I want to say this as politically correct as possible. Because I got no idea what's coming at the end of that sentence.
Your hand on the dump button over there, a 7-second delay. You know how people are always like, oh, you got to try the quiche. I mean, this is the most unbelievable quiche I've ever had. You try to go, you know what? It's pretty good. You know, like people sensationalize. Have you seen?
I want you to tell the listening audience and the women in the audience that they sensationalize pregnancy and childbirth.
No. But you know, it's like, oh my God, you're going to be so sick. Like, I couldn't move. I was so sick the whole time. You know, people, like, we sensationalize stuff.
Yeah.
Have you seen that band in concert? You're not going to believe it. And you go, just like, you know, they're pretty good. We sensationalize. And so Meredith's like, as far as delivery goes, and you know, we have issues with her, with like epidural. She has a little bit of a spine curvature in there, so some issues maybe. And so, but like, I'm thinking, you know, we're going to be able to do this stuff. And she says, look, several hundred thousand years ago, whatever, they were squatting in caves and doing it. I think I can do this. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you don't make the big, it's a mind over matter.
Just remind her gently of that during it when she's screaming and ripping your hand off.
But at the same time, we've also had people say, you know what? I mean, it's bad. It hurts. It's all, but it's not as bad as people make it out to be.
Go, honey. You could be in a cave somewhere. Am I right? Yeah. And then you'll be kicked out. It'll be huge. It'll be great.
But you know, I'm right about people exaggerating stuff. Like, it's just, have y'all been to that, Have you driven that car? Oh my God, it's like the greatest car ever. You know, you drive, you go, it's pretty good. It's not bad. We have a texter said, I've done it twice. That view, it's no place for a man.
Boy. And
Meredith also says this quickly, Zach. She says that she doesn't want like a lot of people there.
No.
Steven Easy says, been through two deliveries, stay north of the equator.
What? Why would there be a lot of people there? It should just be you.
Well, no, what I'm saying is like wait in the waiting room.
Oh.
She feels like pressure, like everybody's waiting on you. Now,
pressure.
We're all here. Go do it, Meredith. We'll be waiting on you. You go do it.
We're chanting in there.
Yeah. Go. No, so anyway, so we might just do it and then call people after it's all said and done. Anyway. Can't wait for February show. It's going to be a lot of fun, huh? Seeing how that works out.
I know it's going to happen already.
What's it?
We're going to be doing the show.
And get the phone call?
And you're going to get the phone call.
And then
you're out of here.
What are you going to do the rest of the show?
I'll figure it out. It's a future Zach problem.
Yeah, you got it. You can take care of it. That's a YP, not an MP.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, my friends at Prime Lending. Yesterday, Mark Hawkins sent me a very, very nice Thanksgiving note. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And they want to wish you and your family a very safe and happy Thanksgiving. You know, a lot of expenses coming up in your family around the holidays. If you want to save money every single month, this is Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Let them take care of you. PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark and his team have had a great year. They want you to have a great year. If you ever think about remodeling, you ever think about refinancing, if you ever think about buying your next home, think about Prime Lending. As a matter of fact, upper management here at the station called me yesterday and asked about some, any kind of financing. And I said, hey, call Mark Hawkins. As honest as the day is long, I truly believe those guys will take care of our people here at upper management, primelendingsc.com. What got you on the text line over there? You saw something?
There's some scarred men on this text line right now. Some guys that have certain sounds and visuals from their wives' deliveries that they just can't quite shake. And they're just trying to give you some advice here, and you maybe should heed that advice.
Hey, they've done it. I hadn't. You know what? I hadn't walked a mile in their shoes yet. We'll take a break. ACC Power Rankings phone calls. Paul Strelo, 805. More after this.
Hey, students. Caitlin here with Tiger Properties to share with you the latest off-campus housing development for fall 2018. Located just 1 mile from campus, TTV is evolving with brand new luxury farmhouse cottages in phase two of Tigertown Village. These charming two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bathroom cottages will feature spacious open floor plans and rustic farmhouse finishes. Each kitchen has high-end finishes like granite countertops and custom cabinetry. Call Tiger Properties today at 864-654-RENT and schedule a tour or visit ttvfarmhouse.com for more information.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for easy-going Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your easy-go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new easy-go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Relax, we're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Tigers.
Have you heard? It's the Honda Certified Dream Deal sales event at Henrik Honda Easley. Yes, that means 1.99% APR financing with approved credit on select Honda Certified pre-owned vehicles. Why Honda Certified from Henrik Honda Easley? That's simple. It's the Honda True 182-point vehicle inspection. Every certified Honda comes with a Honda-backed limited warranty up to 100,000 miles, roadside assistance, and so much more. Visit ilovehenrikhondaeasley.com for all the details.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
It's auction time. Saturday, December 1st, Johnny King Auctioneers returns to the Greenwood Fairgrounds in Greenwood, South Carolina, selling farm and construction equipment, cars, trucks, golf carts, tools, and more. Anybody can buy or sell. Visit jkauctions.com for details and photos. Check the website daily for updates and bid live at the auction or online. That's Saturday, December 1st at 421 Highway 221 South in Greenwood, South Carolina. Johnny King Auctioneers bringing buyers and sellers together. Go Tigers!
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Have you ever wanted to place a bet but didn't because you were afraid to pick the wrong team? This Thanksgiving, it's finally possible for you to get a 100% refund on your bet if you lose it. With the Turkey Day free play, you can bet the spread on either the Bears or the Lions. If it wins, you win. If it loses, MyBookie will give your money back up to $250. MyBookie offers such a great product, and there's literally never been a better time to try them out. Unless your sportsbook's offering something like this, I think you should make the switch. I've never heard of a sportsbook doing a freebie like this, and I doubt it'll ever happen again. New to sports betting? You got lots of questions? That's okay, too, because MyBookie's patient customer service can walk you through any questions you have about how betting works. Sign up this week, and MyBookie will give you a 50% deposit bonus to jumpstart your bankroll. Log on to MyBookie right now and use promo code RADIO to get 50% deposit bonus. That's promo code RADIO. You don't need a promo code for your Turkey Day free play. If you lose, we'll credit the money back into your account automatically. What are you waiting for? Sign up today and don't miss out on the gravy train at MyBookie.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Worst takes a snap under pressure. It's got him, and down it goes as Bryant gets his second sack.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah. Tell me something good. Tell me that you like it, yeah.
We had a very good friend get their engineer sleep bed delivered yesterday. One of Meredith's best friends and her husband got that news that they were delivering it yesterday. So today I will get a report of how things went on night one. See how they slept. I can tell you that it has been, what's that, a couple of years now for us. The best thing to ever happen to me. Man, that engineer sleep bed. Don't pay full retail. Get with the folks at Engineer Sleep. They sell out of their own warehouse. There is no middleman. They save you the passive savings on you. You're going to love it. It's Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. I've seen people panic online so far about Saturday, Zach Ormistore, 24, Jack Lake Tonto.
Panic about maybe some traffic, some weather?
Weather. Because people, first of all, let me be very, very clear. It's just Wednesday. We don't know what it's going to do on Saturday.
Day before Thanksgiving here, folks.
Right. Buckle. We don't know what the weather's going to be like on Saturday.
Don't eat lunch today.
Oh, you're saying, no, I eat because I want to expand the stomach to get it ready.
Don't eat today.
You fast today?
Don't eat lunch. Don't eat dinner.
Really?
You maybe have a piece of toast for breakfast tomorrow morning, and you lock in for that Thanksgiving meal.
Where are you going for yours?
I'm not eating Thanksgiving this year.
All right. Because you have basketball.
Because I have basketball.
What's the schedule?
Basketball.
What time?
Basketball game is at 2:45.
I'll make a plea to our local listeners.
No.
That someone bring you a Thanksgiving meal.
No, Kristen will bring some back Friday afternoon at some point.
Oh, no.
Or any way, shape, or form will anybody be leaving their family.
I'll be back here by 8 o'clock on Thursday. I'll bring you some Thanksgiving meal.
No.
Yes, I can't have that.
But I want everyone to enjoy it. But what I'm saying is, be smart about it. You want to get your fulfillment out of it, and you waited all year for the meal. Let's go ahead and take advantage of it.
No. I'll take care of you. We're going to get your Thanksgiving Day meal.
Now we'll have plenty of food tomorrow.
If there's someone local knows where the radio station is, we'll bring Zach a little food on Thursday.
Do not do that. Stay with your family. I will not open the door.
You will open the door.
I won't do it.
Well, you leave it out there for the cats.
Mm-hmm.
I see people panicking about Saturday. It's too early for Saturday. But the mistake that people make when it comes to weather is, A, panic, but B, they don't read the whole thing. They say, oh, it's an 80% chance of rain on Saturday. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. It is, sure.
Yep.
What time's the game, Zach?
7 o'clock.
When I read the forecast, it says showers in the morning.
Like 7:08, really.
Then cloudy in the afternoon.
Yes.
Chance of rain, 80%. Saturday night, clear to partly cloudy, low around 40, winds light to variable.
Some people struggle with reading comprehension, and they get through that first sentence, and they go, whoa.
It's going to rain.
Showers.
That means it's going to rain everywhere. It's going to rain all day.
Oh, boy.
It's going to rain in the morning. Mm-hmm. It'll be out here 7 hours before the game, at least. You won't be affected by
it. It might affect some tailgating.
Yeah, boy. Might be a cornhole game that might be messed up.
I don't know why you hate cornhole so much.
It's boring.
Do you play? Are you bad at it?
I'm great at it.
So why is it boring then? You can dominate competitions.
It's just every time I make it through the little hole, after a while it gets boring.
After a while it gets boring.
I got a text yesterday wanting to know about the vertical leap. 25 is what we officially came to. 25 was the official jump.
Very unofficial measurement, but he did jump higher than we thought he was going to.
We jumped higher than 22. It was 25.
Unofficial.
Snap Hook joins the 654 Roar. Good morning, Snap Hook. Happy Thanksgiving, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. Happy Thanksgiving to y'all.
Thank you.
Just want to say I'm thankful for you guys. You make a 45-minute drive to work a whole heck of a lot easier. Wow. So I appreciate it.
Too kind of you. Way too kind. We're thankful.
Now, Mickey, guess who's got two?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Guess who's got two thumbs and a 10:40 tea time at Katichi Friday?
Ho ho ho! Man, you're going to love it. Have you played it before?
No, first time.
Okay. First hole's par five, man. Lay it up. Don't go for it. Lay it up. Of course, you're a long hitter anyway, so you'll do great there. And I'm looking, man. Friday's going to be nice weather. You get up to about what time? 10 o'clock? It's going to be in the mid-40s. You'll be fine. Wear a little sweater. You'll be good. You're going to love the golf course.
Snapbook, yep. Do not lay up on the first hole. Go for it.
No, man. Lay it up.
Hey, I'm going for it.
Atta boy! No, risk it for the biscuit, baby. Let's go.
Risk it for the biscuit. Yeah.
Until she bumps you, or don't ride at all, fellas. That's all I
got
to say.
I got a quick layup story for you, okay?
All right.
I'll save it. Zach's on the phone. I'll save it for Zach when he gets done here. Anyway, I need a full report on Monday. It's going to be great.
Sure. Will do, Mickey. Score prediction, I'm going 45-14. Tigers take it home. Appreciate it, fellas.
Thank you, buddy. Have a great time. Happy Thanksgiving. 654 Roar, 654-7627. Texas said, I'm worried about the rain because I'm worried about Clemson overreacting and closing lot one because of mud. Is that acceptable? Absolutely, it is acceptable.
Yes. Acceptable. But they brought a helicopter in last week to make sure stuff like that didn't happen. So.
Right. And you know what? We hadn't had any rain since last Thursday or so.
It's dry as a bone out there.
And it's not going to rain until Saturday morning.
Dry as a bone.
You're good. It's not going to rain at all Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So you're good. Everything's going to be good.
We use rain.
Now, with that said, Restore 24, let me tell you a quick layup story.
You can't lay up, man.
Years ago, my good friend Jason Valick and I, we would go out on a Friday night. We were both single at the time. We're going on a Friday night, and when we...
Just tomcatting around.
Yeah. Usually come home by ourselves, and anyway. So it's about 1 o'clock in the morning, and we had some spirits, right?
Saucer milk table for two. Yeah.
So we're playing Tiger Woods 03 or whatever it was, you know?
Yeah.
On PlayStation 1 or PlayStation 2, whatever it is, right? And now we are gambling. We're playing like $5 a hole or something.
Oh, you're gambling against each other. You're betting against
On a video game.
Okay.
And it comes down to the 18th hole. The entire match comes down to the 18th hole.
You smashing that X button to spin the ball back a little bit?
You know, I'm trying to rip that drive off the tee.
Sure.
We're playing Pebble Beach. 18th hole at Pebble Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And again, remind you, it's about 2 in the morning after Night of Spirits. And it comes to it, and I'm away, whatever. And I'm toggling back and forth between... Do I lay this up? Do I go for it? Lay it up, go for it. I got about 250, whatever, 3 wood into it. You know, got a bunker up front, stuff like this. And I'm thinking about laying up, thinking about going for it. And my buddy Jason Valick looks at me, and he says, "Who lays up in a video game?" It's a good point, man.
That's true.
But we were gambling through it all.
I don't lay up in person either. I don't have the game for it, but I don't lay up in person.
You don't. You just go for it.
Just go for it.
If you're going to be a bear, might as well be a grizzly.
Exactly.
Todd is in Spartanburg, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Todd. How you doing, man?
Happy Thanksgiving, Mick.
You too, buddy. Absolutely. You and your family for sure.
Just wanted to tell you, I've been following you on Facebook and Twitter and all that. And it looks like you've had a wonderful year, and congratulations on the news, buddy.
Well,
I'm excited for you.
That's very, very kind of you. Hey, y'all have a little
after
house.
After having three of my own, good luck. That's all I can tell you.
Well, you got three good ones, though. Y'all did good with y'all's.
Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, I guess.
Hey, so y'all got a little house divided over there.
Yes, sir. We got one down there with y'all. Our oldest is at Clemson now, and talking about breaking Hunter's over in the Falter household. But he's happy and having a great time over there and doing well so far. So,
all right, that's my question. When he became a Clemson fan and decided he's going to go there. I know your mom and dad, I know you grew up in the Gamecock household, man. Like, how is that around Thanksgiving with him kind of being the lone wolf pack, the one-man wolf pack out there taking on his own?
Well, it's kind of eerily similar to the way I grew up because, you know, we grew up over there in Powdersville. So, yeah. You know, we were the only Gamecock fans within probably 50 miles, I think. So, yeah, he's gone back and forth, been, you know, because he grew up over here in Burns, and a lot of Burns people are big Clemson people. So, you know, because all the kids have gone to Clemson from Burns. So, you know, he's gone back and forth. But, he's where he needs to be right now and having a good time. So that's what matters. He, the day he toured the campus, he said, Mom and Dad,
this is my school. This is where I want to go to school. And you can't blame him for that. So no. I want him to feel at home. He's got to be there for 4 years, so might as well be at home, right?
Now, let me ask you this. I agree with that. Let me ask you this. Does he still pull for South Carolina when they don't play Clemson?
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't want to get him in trouble with his buddies, but sure he does. You know, he grew up going to South Carolina games. He didn't have a choice but to be at Carolina Center early on. So, you know, my mom and dad are big Democrats, so they're still mad that I'm a Republican. So, you know, life doesn't always work out the way you want it to.
I hear you, man.
Help it. My mom and dad are wrong and I'm right. And I'm sure he feels the same way about his school. So.
Good for you, man. That's great. That's awesome, man. It's always good to hear from you.
Hey, good luck this week, and y'all have fun down there. And if you see Alex, tell him we said hey, and we love it.
All right, sounds great, buddy. Y'all have a great Thanksgiving, Todd.
Hey, bud.
All right, man. Good friend Todd Faulkner. Been knowing the guy for years. Salt of the earth. Great guy as far as that goes. Been knowing Harbin Lumber for the longest time now, and Randy and the great folks. You know what Randy from Harbin Lumber needs to say? We don't need to practice, Randy. We don't need a manager. The folks at Harbin Lumber. Remember the number 353-5053. The very first time I knew nothing about Harbin Lumber. I went to lunch with Randy, and he told me about a little bit what they do.
He said, "Mickey, we just need a paying gig. That's all we need.
A paying gig." And so a lot of times I go to lunch with a lot of our advertisers, a lot of our business partners, right? And so I sit down with them, and everybody tries to say, you know, how great they are, how great the customer service is, things like this. And so in this case, I actually knew three or four builders here in the area. The first thing I did after lunch, I said, man, I met this great guy, Randy from Harbin Lumber. These Harbin people, they just seem like they're different, and they really seem great. So I called up these people, these builders and remodelers around the area, and I went, hey, man, let me ask you this. Y'all ever deal with Harbin Lumber? Oh, yeah. Oh, these are great people, great people. And so called three or four, got the same thing, and then we started doing their spots for them. And I'd see the guys out at Chick-fil-A, I'd see the guys out at the grocery store, and they say, hey, Mickey, we heard your Harbin Lumber, and I got to tell you, man, everything you say is exactly right. That's the best advertising you can get. The people that use them, that have used other lumber yards, that use other people out there know, and they know what Harbin Lumber has done. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman, and you hadn't used Harbin Lumber, just give them one try at your business, one try with a small job. They're going to wow you. They're going to earn more of your business. HarbinLumber.com. Full-service lumber yard right here in the upstate of South Carolina. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number. 353-5053, and it's the only business I know that I do business with. It's been doing it for over 100 years. Good stuff there. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Open phone lines in the next segment. We will do our ACC power rankings quickly. It's going to be a mess because how bad the conference is. At 8:05, Paul Strelo will join us. And in the final 30 minutes of the show, we'll get a little, what are we thankful for in sports? A little Thanksgiving Day sports show. What are you thankful for in sports? More when you return with Zach. I'm Mickey Moore after this.
It's the time of the year to be thankful, and Clemson fans are thankful for Coach Brad Brownell and a fantastic 2018 basketball team. The guys hit the court again this Monday night at home against Nebraska. Pre-game starts at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action this season right here on the flagship station for Clemson basketball, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Bring your own tools, pull your own parts, and save big. It's that easy at LKQ Pick Your Part. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at LKQ Pick Your Part. Save 40% on every part on the lot. Pull it off and save. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you can always find new inventory for your car or truck. From transmissions to tires, rims to radiators. Visit LKQ Pick Your Part today and find the part you need. And this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, save an additional 40% on every part you pull. Log on to LKQPickYourPart.com for a location near you.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney.
You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Smith, Jordan, and Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
It's Rivalry Week with the Blood Connection. We held the Student Blood Bowl on Clemson's campus last week. Now it's time for the rest of y'all to roll up your sleeves, show your team spirit, and help us save lives. This week, Sunday the 18th through Saturday the 24th, visit any of the Blood Connection SC donor centers in Seneca, Easley, Greenville, Greenwood, or Spartanburg. All donors receive a t-shirt, TBC rewards points, and are entered into a drawing for a $100 Visa gift card. For more information, visit thebloodconnection.org.
Jeez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter. Nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Protection up to 15,000 miles.
Ooh, but you really should replace your Vesuvius valve.
Stop talking.
Purolator Boss Premium Oil Filters. Available where quality auto parts are sold. Nothing gets by us.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. They are the community bank you've been looking for. Whether it is business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Convenient locations in Greenville, Easley, Powderville, and Anderson. They can help you meet your financial goals. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Carolina Alliance Bank, here for you every day. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
It's tailgate season, and Black Smokehouse in Seneca is here to hook you up with the best smoked meats, sides, desserts, and beverages. Smoked in-house daily. Ribs, barbecue, wings, chicken, and brisket. Take the stress out of game day food prep and call Black Smokehouse. They sell out quick, so call your order in ahead of time. Call 784-4599 to reserve your tailgate package in advance. Again, that's 784-4599 and online at blacksmokehouse.com. Go Tigers!
Hey Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Westminster Vision is now opening a third location on Highway 28 in Pendleton next to State Farm Insurance. This new office will offer even more state-of-the-art medical eye care along with the professional one-on-one eyeglass service we are so proud of. There's a large selection of frames as well as all types of contact lenses, including specialty and custom designs. We'd like to thank our patients and customers who have made this possible. Come by and see us or call 654-4141 for an appointment.
The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
You in?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
Hey, you just heard Stan Hook talk about it. He's going down Friday. I know a lot of you are. Thanksgiving, the weekend's a great time to get down and play. The weather should be really good this weekend. Think about Katechi, CATECHEE.com. You know, here's something to think about, too.
I can't get an invite to Katechi?
Whatever, man. Don't talk to me about
that.
Don't even bring that up. I get in a bad mood.
It's something about it, isn't it?
No.
Snap Hook is an invite. I can't get an invite.
Here's what I've invited you 100 times. Here's something to think about. Mama is over the stove all day on Thursday. You got leftovers on Friday. The last thing in the world she wants to do is be cooking any this weekend. Hey, go get the take and bake stuff from Katichi. You bring it home at feed. It's a great price. You feed a bunch of people with it, and you go on their website to find out more about that. So let them do the great food for you there at Katichi. The Waterfall Grill is awesome food. Take her out to lunch or dinner down there too. It's our friends at Katichi, KATECHEE.com. Pat is in Easley. Good morning, Pat. Happy Thanksgiving, man. How you doing?
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Mick, and your wife, and your little one, man, and Zach. And you know, I wish all the listeners happy Thanksgiving, and everybody be safe tomorrow and having a great time with your families and stuff.
Well, we do too. Speaking of families, I want to tell you this, man. We got a text. Dr. Skinny said Baby Banks is here, and Baby Banks is a beautiful little boy, man. So mother and son are doing great. We got another listener had a beautiful baby boy, man. So a lot to be thankful for, right? Hey.
A lot to be thankful for, man. And I want to congratulate you, man, on your 20 years. I didn't get a chance to call you, and I didn't realize it was your 20 years. And I started listening. I'm like, what? And Zach, I've been with Mickey every bit of those 20 years. For recruiting shows and everything.
Yeah, you put up with a lot for 20 years, buddy. I can tell you that.
Nah, man, it was great. It's been one great ride with you, man, for those 20 years, man. You kind of really brought sports, you know, to the upstate. I mean, I give Tommy Powell and 104 and 105.5 now, you know, credit, you know, starting sports talk around here. But I think you came in and you brought it to another different level with what you talked about. And then, like I said, with the recruiting shows that you used to do and stuff, bringing fans into recruiting. And so I'm very appreciative of you. And thank you to me and you were friends and we're like brothers. And
no doubt.
You know, and that's one thing I'm thankful about. You know, Bob, we talk about sports, is I'm thankful for the talk show and stuff like that, and what we're able to call in and give our opinions, even though sometimes we can get a little out of hand with it, and everybody wants to be right and everybody don't want to be wrong, but you know, it's fun, and I'm very appreciative of that and what sports provides for everybody. It's competition to the highest, and that's what you love about sports. But I'm appreciative and I'm thankful.
Should be awesome, man. I appreciate that. It's very kind of. I hope you and your family have a great Thanksgiving, Pat.
We will.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
If he didn't want to hear trash talk, he didn't want to hear the segment right here. Because Brad just got in the car with our buddy Jeff down in Manning. And I understand Brad's a Gamecock. And we have a couple of messages for Brad getting in the car this morning. Number one, bring the rent check. Rent's due. The annual rent check in this rivalry where Clemson's going to get their 70th win against South Carolina this weekend. So get the rent check ready. Have it up here. All right? Secondly, stay for the whole beatdown. Yes. So you hear Clemson do this in the locker room after the game's over. Every time I hear that song, I duck because I think water bottles are coming at my head. The urine-soaked towels are going to be thrown at me.
Yikes.
Who pees on a towel they hand out of the gate and ties them together and throws them at the opponent? Who does that?
I don't know.
Anyway, Brad, bring the rent check, bro. Get ready for that 70th butt kicking.
Dang. Just no holds barred on Brad. New listener.
It's okay. I'll be listening after today. Don't listen on Monday, Brad.
Good morning, Brad.
My dad always said this.
Sorry your buddy Jeff put you through that.
My dad was all, Carolina fan might chirp a little bit after they beat Clemson one of those years. My dad would always say this.
Mm-hmm.
He'd say, the one thing I can tell you is as long as you live and as long as your kids live, you'll never see the rivalry even up. You'll never see a leading rivalry.
Mm.
Ouch. 70 or 69, 42 and 4. Is that what it is now?
I am not familiar with the exact numbers.
I don't know what it is. So anyway, I hope Brad enjoyed that. And by the way, Brad, we're just picking on you, man. We don't normally do that. It is now the football rivalry part of it is 69-42-4. Post-World War II, 41-29-2. Clemson leads the series 11-7 in 21st century. More than USC has any other over USC any other program. So that is a 27-game lead. Am I going to live 27 more years? I think I'm going to, right?
You get down to 77?
Yeah, I get to 77.
I'd hope so.
Kind of have to beat Clemson every year for the next 27 years. So I'm pretty safe in my lifetime. Drake will live 80 years. Over the next 80 years, they would have to win. Let me see. If they won 3 out of 5, that put up 2 every 5, 4 every 10. It'd take about 3 out of 5 to do it in his lifetime. Not going to happen. Feel very good about that. Not going to happen at all. You want to fly through these ACC power rankings? Can we do this quickly?
Hey, if you want to.
All right, quickly, man, quickly, because I have 3 minutes to get this thing done. I think we can do it.
Do you want music with it?
No.
No music.
No music at all. Easy to say. Louisville's 0-8. Louisville's number 14.
Louisville is number 14 at 0-8.
We're not going 14-14 in this one.
Yes, we are.
North Carolina is awful. The Tar Heels are at number 13.
That is correct.
Wake Forest. You got him? Wake Forest?
13, baby. Wake Forest. Or 12, Wake Forest. Let's go.
You're not going to get this one, but if you just pay attention, I'm right about this. It's going to be different than you think. Virginia Tech at number 11.
4-for-4, baby.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I don't say it right. How do you say it? It's let's go.
It's got to come naturally to you.
How do you say it?
If you don't have it, you don't have it.
Virginia Tech there. This is where it gets iffy in this thing. Miami is at number 10.
They're you at number 10.
I'm feeling pretty good about it. I'm not feeling good about this one, though. Florida State, number 9. Oh!
Boston College, number 9.
What?
Boston College.
I got Boston College so much higher.
Who did they lose to this past weekend?
Yeah, but...
Who did they lose to this past weekend?
Boston College is 7-4. Florida State's 5-6.
Who did they lose to this past weekend?
Boston College is 4-3 in the conference. Florida State's 3-5.
Who did they lose to this past weekend?
On a fluke play in the last 2 minutes.
But they lost to them, man. Right? And you're like Quackenbush over there.
No, man.
How the turntables have...
I have Boston College so much higher. I have Duke at number 8.
I have Florida State at number 8. Florida State, number 8.
I have Virginia at number 7.
I have Duke at number 7.
Right. We're going to be right on this except for one thing.
The Dukies.
I have Georgia Tech at number 6.
I, too, have Georgia Tech at number 6. The old Yellow Jackets there with maybe a chance this weekend against Georgia? Question mark?
You have Virginia so high.
At 5.
I have NC State 5. You have Virginia 5?
Yep.
You have... Who do you have at number 4? I got Boston College at 4.
Boston College is at 9 for me. I have NC State at number 4.
Okay.
That was the fight in Dave Dorans.
Oh, man. They're terrible. Awful. I hadn't seen a good football team yet in this poll.
Yep.
I have Pittsburgh number 3.
I do not. I have Syracuse.
Pittsburgh's ranked.
I have Syracuse number 3.
And you have Pittsburgh 2?
The ranked Pittsburgh Panthers? Yes, I have
the
Pittsburgh.
The 7-4 Pittsburgh Panthers?
The Coastal Division
winning. They did go 6-1, man. They
Panthers
won it by 2.
At number 2, yes. I think it's only fair to put the division winners at the top of the conference.
Maybe. It just depends. Yep. I think Syracuse is better than Pittsburgh. But Pittsburgh, man, you got to give them some credit, man. They're playing great. Pittsburgh has won 4 in a row, and they won 5 of the last 6. Clemson number 1.
Hey, we started out hot there. We did.
I know. It's so hard to rank those teams, though. It's like, which team's
it's
worse?
Bad. It's bad.
It's not like which team's better. You got to go which team's worse, right? Let me get TDP and Easley. TDP, unfortunately, I got about a minute, man. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey and Zach. I just wanted to wish y'all a happy Thanksgiving. And y'all know what I'm going through with my little girl situation. And I'm just so thankful for my family. And I'm thankful for this show. It really means a lot to me. And I really enjoy listening to you guys. And I hope the listener brings Zach a Thanksgiving dinner. I really do. So I'm reaching out for somebody to bring it.
TDP, I want to tell you this quickly because I didn't know anything about your daughter till it was about 6 weeks ago when you called. Is that when you called the first time about it?
Yes, sir.
I will tell you this. every single night. I pray for your daughter every night. And I always say TDP and daughter, because I don't know her name. I say TDP's daughter. So we're praying for her, man. And I want some good news from you. So keep strong. We'll keep you in your prayers, and you keep us updated, okay?
That means a lot. I greatly appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for everything.
All right, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your daughter.
All right, buddy.
Every single night. We pray for his daughter, and along with a bunch of other people who need our prayers. So do that. Do that this weekend for sure, no doubt. And do this week for sure. When we come back, Paul Strelo. I'm thankful for Paul Strelo. He's normally on Thursday. Text him yesterday and said, can you do Wednesday or Friday? He goes, let's do Wednesday. Let's do it. You got so much recruiting news. We can't wait to Friday. We got to do it next when you come.